And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It's more than radio, it's community radio, and you're listening to it right now, almost 9 o'clock, 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan, and 9 o'clock Friday morning, this is Open Mic Radio. I have a guest coming in the studio here in a little bit, not sure exactly when, but we'll get to that surprise here in just a little while. But before we do that, I will say a big thank you to my friend Dave Dernley, who came down and spent some time with us last weekend, or last Friday, I should say. Played some songs and talked a little bit about music and life in the world. Always love when Dave comes down. It's always great to talk with him. Today is the 31st of August, and I don't know. What's it doing outside? Looks like it's raining. It's been kind of rainy this morning. It's supposed to be a nice day this afternoon, but I think a little bit of rain this morning into the afternoon, but then pretty pleasant, I think, around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It should get real nice and not too hot, maybe in the mid-80s. So a nice night to get out and do something fun here in mid-Missouri, okay? All right, once again, yeah, big thanks to Dave Dernley for coming by last week. Always good to have Dave around the house. And today, my guest is a young woman whose name is Ina Cook, and she's coming here from St. Louis, so I'm not sure if she's been stalled or anything, but we'll get her on the air as soon as we can, and if not, we'll make do otherwise, okay? And she's got a new record out, and a band, of course, goes with it, the Ina Cook Band, and we're going to play the title track off of this new record first, and come back and talk a little bit more. It's Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and this is the Ina Cook Band.
So
All right, there you go. That's one from the Ina Cook Band. That one's called Brand New Knife. That's the title track off of, or the first track, I guess I should say, off of her new record, the Ina Cook Band. And we're expecting to have Ina Cook and one or two of her bandmates here in the studio with me this morning, but they've been delayed, I think, for some reason. So we'll just kind of run with it here for a few minutes. All right, it is about 5 minutes after after nine, and actually I just got a note from Miss Ina, and she's here, but they're not sure exactly where to go, so I'm going to put another piece of music on here, and then we'll get her up here in the studio and move things forward. Okay, once again, the Ina Cook Band, and what track is this one? This was called No Time. Fair enough, okay? Back in a few minutes. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, and we'll have Ina Cook and companions here in the studio in just a few minutes. No Time. That's a new one from the Ina Cook Band, and you're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. This is Open Mic Radio. It's about 12 minutes after 9, and I would like to say welcome to my guests in the studio. I've got Miss Ina Cook here. Say hi. Hi there, Ina.
Hi, Mike, and hi, everyone else. Thanks for having us here.
You're welcome. And who do we have there on your right?
This is Mr. Kyle Allen.
All right, Kyle, bring that mic down a little closer and say hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, good to have you here in the studio. Thanks for coming down. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so I've been excited to talk with you, Ina, because I heard you in the park at Rose Music Hall. Well, actually, out in the park there when it was Yappy Hour, maybe a month ago or something like that. And there were in the afternoon sometimes there on Saturday, they have live music and people can bring their dogs and everybody runs around and has fun.
Yes.
Anyway, I saw you there and I was very impressed by the music. And you've got a beautiful, powerful voice. And I was like, wow, I'll see if she come up here and talk to me on the radio station.
Hey, so thank you so much for having us. Well, it's an absolute pleasure.
Well, anyway, so since then, you gave me a copy of your most recent record here.
I did.
Which was released in the very recent past, yeah?
Yes. So we released it on all the online platforms 10 days ago on mm-hmm. the 21st. So it's available on, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, and all of that, those, you know, wonderful places.
Right.
But all the hard copies we are keeping very safely guarded until our show tonight to release it at the Cafe Berlin.
All right. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we chose today to have you guys on the air, is that tonight is your album release party at Cafe
yes.
Berlin, and that's right here in Como, right there across from the fire station mm-hmm. up there, not too far from Rose as well. So why don't you give us the details on that show tonight?
Okay, so it'll be at Cafe Berlin. The doors are at 8 p.m. The show will start around 9.
Okay.
It's only $5 to get in, and you'll be able to grab yourself a copy of the CD while you're there.
All right, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do you have any accompanying music? Are any other bands with you, or just you guys tonight?
It's just going to be us tonight.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to play a few acoustic tunes. We're gonna play full band stuff. It's gonna kind of take you on like this journey of like, who is the Ina Cook Band, and what, you know, what did we do before, and who are we now?
All right. And I think Ando just walked in too, so I'm gonna turn this mic on and say hello there, General.
Hello, good morning.
All right, now we got a full house now. So okay, very good. So tonight at Cafe Berlin, doors at 8, and then show probably around 9, and
yes.
just you and the band. Is it the full
yes.
band? I'm looking at the liner notes here. We've got you on vocals, your brother, Ando,
mm-hmm.
Playing guitar and singing a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, who's with us, playing the trumpet,
mm-hmm.
and the flugelhorn, which I love the name of that, the flugelhorn. It sounds
right.
like something out of like a Dr. Seuss book to me or something like that. So at any rate, the flugelhorn, I even think it looks like one. It's got a lot of bends and turns. Maybe that's where Seuss got it.
Huh.
Or we got some inspiration. At any rate, Kyle on the trumpet and the flugelhorn. Carter Page playing bass. He'll be with you tonight
yep.
as well.
Yes, he will.
And then you've got a keyboarder. Dave's going to be there. And how about Jerry Russo?
Jerry Russo will be there. And so will Gary Freshner.
Yeah. Gary's a local guy. Well, I don't know if he's a local guy, but I know that he's been around here at least, and I know his
yes.
brother does some stuff here at the radio station, actually.
Oh.
So is he a drummer and a guitar player?
Yes, he's a drummer. He also plays guitar. He plays timbales. He plays
a lot of different things.
Lots of stuff.
Huh.
I mean, auxiliary percussionist. He's our auxiliary percussionist. So he plays congas, timbales, all sorts of cowbells. It's actually really fun.
Awesome.
But he also plays guitar during our gigs. He also sings.
Uh-huh.
So Gary's basically just everything. He knows everything.
How long has the band been together like this as it's currently made up?
About a year, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, since just a little bit before the Roots and Blues. Like a year
which
and a half.
Which you performed at, I think. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year.
Last
we won
year.
The a King of the Roots competition.
Fantastic.
And then we got to play the Roots and Blues. It was an amazing experience. It was absolutely wonderful.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I was going to ask you somewhere along the line, but might as well do it now since we're talking about it. So how did you first get the gig at Roots and Blues, and then what happened?
So funny enough, I'm in the Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a band from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Al just told me one day that, hey, you know, they're having this competition to play at the Roots and Blues, your band should play. And I'm like, no way. Okay, let's try out. So uh-huh. we did, and we made it to the finalists, which were the final five bands that played at the Blue Note for in front of a panel of judges and the audience, you know, for the audience to vote on, and right. we won that night. So then a few months later, we got to play the Missouri Lottery stage at the Roots and Blues. It was absolutely amazing.
That's great.
It was one of the biggest stages I've ever performed on. It was great. We brought in a full horn section. Kyle here on the trumpet called his friend Nabil on the trombone, Kwane on the saxophone.
Fantastic.
And then we had three backup singers, Tara, Fia, and Sifa.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Sifa,
it was a really big band.
Just left town and went to Boston.
Yes, to leave for Berkeley. Yeah, she just left about, a week ago, less than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was last Saturday, I think.
Yep.
In fact, Diana Moxon, who's sitting in the corner over here, who does the program called Speaking of the Arts, which comes on at 10 o'clock, had Sifa and some other folks on at least one, I mean, a couple times in the last few months, but really interesting and
she's
talented
a very,
young woman.
Very, very talented young woman. I can't wait to see where she goes.
That's
I can't
cool.
wait to see how much she can like learn out there in Boston and Berkeley. I'm just so excited for her.
Right on. Well, that so you had her and some other girls singing back up with you. And
yes.
Wow, that must have been incredible.
It was amazing. It's amazing. I love harmonies. Like that's like
I like
that's,
harmonies too.
Yes.
Yeah, I love a good harmony. You don't hear that many of them either.
Yes.
I mean, there's some that are, I mean, the real good ones. You know
yeah,
what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you guys a little bit more about your background. So let's do that real quickly here. And then
sure.
then we'll play, we'll get to play a little live music here. But you have such an interesting background. You are from originally?
Madagascar. Mm-hmm.
Which is an island, both you guys.
Yep.
Off the coast of?
South Africa. Yeah, it's the big one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a big island.
The big island.
For
yeah,
sure.
It is.
And you were born there. How did you work your way here to the U.S. originally? I mean, how much time did you spend in
Madagascar?
And feel free to jump in too. All you guys, you know.
So
and you don't need the headphones. I'm the only one that really needs them. So don't sweat it. If I don't have three pair, you know, I just kind of need them so I can hear the rest of you guys more than anything. But
gotcha. So our father just moved there about. I don't know, how old am I? 28, so 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, met my mom, fell in love, got married, had some babies, which are me and my brother. We basically lived there our entire lives up until I moved here when I was 19 years old to go to Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
And my brother moved here about a year after me. So when he was...
2 years, actually.
2 years? Oh,
yeah.
And that was that long? Yeah, 2 years after me. So he was about...
10, yeah.
Yeah, so you were 19 as well when you moved here.
Which one's the elder of the two? You're a little bit older?
I am.
She is.
Okay.
Yep. About a year and some change.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that was always kind of like the plan since our dad is from here.
Uh-huh.
He's actually from St. Louis in the Webster area.
Is that right?
Yeah. And our cousins...
So he made his way to Madagascar.
He did,
for
yeah.
whatever reason. And then
yep.
met your mom.
Yep.
And then stayed there for 20 years or whatever.
Yep.
Remarkable.
He stayed there for quite some time. He only decided to move back when the political situation down there just kind of went like... Mm-hmm. extremely bad.
Mm-hmm.
It gets bad about every 10 years or so, but 2009 was like especially bad. So and the kids were all grown, so he decided, okay, it's time to move back to the States and
right.
you know, like spend time with his family here.
Right. Well, what's the language they speak in Madagascar?
Well, there's the native language which we call Malagasy.
Malagasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a weird language. It's not based off of any other language, but it steals a lot of words from English and French. We also speak a lot of French over there since we were colonized
yeah.
by
mm-hmm.
the French people.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of English. But Malagasy is number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
yeah.
I'm sure you speak that fluently.
We do. Yes.
Yeah. Have you recorded music in your native tongue?
Yes.
Right? Because yes. you've been performing since you were quite young.
Yes, actually, yeah. When I was 13 years old, yes. My parents and I, we used to live in the country, which was an hour and a half away from the capital, mm-hmm. where we were homeschooled. So we lived on this huge ranch. It was a ranch slash cool. farm slash hotel slash bed and breakfast kind of thing. So that's where we spent years of our life. We were homeschooled by our parents. And one summer when I turned 13, we went up to the capital to visit family or something. I don't know. Probably. And I just remember seeing on TV this ad about, oh, you know, come audition for this. It's a talent show, kind of like the American Idol kind of version that they had there. It was their first edition. So cool. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, go for it. What's the worst that can happen? And little did I know, like a few months later, I won the thing. And awesome. I'm over here like, oh, man, this is great and all. But I'm like 13. I don't know anything. So this is amazing. And so since then, I've just kind of been, you know, just constantly surprised about how well people are receiving everything that I do. I just give everything from my heart. And it's exactly what I did when I was 13. I do the exact same thing now. And I'm just so thankful, you know, and that's what happened. And ever since then, I put out two albums in Madagascar while I was there. Uh-huh. We Kyle and I went back last April for a jazz festival in Madagascar. I put cool. out a third album while I was there, and I think we're gonna put out another one by the time April next year comes around.
That's fantastic.
In Madagascar.
How did you guys meet Kyle?
Okay, so I was in a band here in Colombia called Chikawa a few years ago. Uh-huh. We did a bunch of lots of funk and soul. One of the players in that band was really good friends with Kyle, and so I met him mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And we were all students of Lloyd Warden, so yes. with the Avery.
Sure. Yeah, Lloyd's still doing great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes. and lots of talented young people coming from mm-hmm. from his circle there, for sure.
Yeah, all especially when I arrived on the scene, it was like, oh, who is this? You know, it was like, wow, this lady can sing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I know, Ina, you were part of the Jane Doe Review, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great. I heard there's some great stuff happening for that project as well.
We are so excited.
You're going to Kansas City to do yes. something pretty cool.
November 10th.
I just heard about it last night. I ran into one of your sisters out in the alley mm-hmm. behind the Broadway Brewery, Bess, who sings Janis Joplin, yes. I think, for the review.
And she does an amazing job,
yeah,
doesn't
she? She's a talented young lady too. So yeah. Anyway, maybe you could talk a little bit about Jane Doe and what's coming up. Might as well mention it, because I know there's some big speakers that are going to be there as well.
Yes. So we are playing in Kansas City on November 10th for an evening with Gloria Steinem. Yeah. Like, how amazing is that? We're all just kind of going crazy. Yes, it's I don't even know where to begin. It's such an honor.
Yeah.
We already have our rehearsals scheduled. We're just really pumped.
Yeah,
we're gonna go out there and raise a bunch of money. It's gonna be great.
It's an honor to get to do something like that. So good for you guys.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. All right. Okay, cool. So background, a little bit more of your parents, music in the family, how'd you become so musically inclined?
All right, so my dad has always been in love with music. In fact, this is this guitar here that I have here. He had it since 1983, I believe. It's the first guitar that Ina and I would started playing guitar on.
It's a nice full body 12 string, by the way, if you can't see it.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it tonight at the show.
Yeah, you'll see it tonight at Captain Berlin at 9 o'clock. Right?
Yep. So he's always been into music. And he had a few cassettes like Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, and Little Feat, The Eagles. So we were always listening to that with him. My mom, on our mom's side of the family, you know, we're not as involved in music as we are with my dad. But they still appreciate music. They mm-hmm. like to sing.
Yeah, it's like a cultural thing back home. I think in Madagascar, every time there's a gathering, there's going to be music. Like, everybody plays guitar. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows basic chords. Everybody knows like all the changes to the most like popular
songs
in Madagascar. So anytime anybody gets around together, everybody just starts playing and singing. And that was one of the great one of the things that I love the most about our country is that everybody just starts singing in harmony. Like, everybody knows not to sing in unison. It's just like, okay, I'll take the third, whatever, I'll take the fifth. All right, I'll make up this one in the middle. It's amazing. It doesn't matter if there's three of us or if there's 10 of us. Everybody's just going crazy left and right singing. And nobody's really taught this, but it's kind of, it's just in the culture. It's, you know, going to church and singing in church. That's just how we grew up, and wow. That's kind of how sounds it's like one
nice,
of the other.
Sounds like a nice place to live.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. Yeah.
Do you get to go back and visit? When's the last time you've been back?
We went back last year April, March.
That was this year.
Yeah.
This year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was this year. What am I talking about? It was this year. And then we get to go back again next year for the Jazz Festival. This time we're all going.
Okay. So the Jazz Fest is the thing you're going for, and that's 2019,
correct. Okay. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, I have more questions, but I would like to hear maybe a piece of music. You guys think you could play a song for us?
Sure.
We are listening to the Ina Cook Band, minus a few members, but we've got Kyle and Ando and Ina in the studio here. It's about 9:25 on the 31st of August. This is Open Mic Radio, and you're listening to it on KOPN Columbia. All right, what do you got for us, you two?
I think we're going to play a piece from our EP. It's called Love Tax.
Love Tax. All right, here it is. Ina Cook Band.
Well, tell your boys you better watch your step. There's some things out there you haven't seen yet. Some girls around you, they know their charms and their spells. Oh, yes, they do. They can give you a night in heaven or make your life a burning hell. Ooh, the ladies know the ways of the world. And the male may be larger, but the boss is the girl. Hey. At the end of the day, no, they don't want no trash. You better come straight home. You better bring all the cash. Ooh, she looked hot. You had to have her. Well, ain't that so very nice? Well, now that you have her, you got to pay that price. Got to pay the price. Ooh, 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 ooh. Your lady, she's so sweet. I think you'll find she is smarter than you think. She knows what she wants. Oh, baby, she ain't dumb. You got to pay the price before you can have your fun. Boys, it's a fact. There ain't no way around the love tax. You better go and bring that bacon home. Or you'll end up sleeping all by your lonesome. Oh, she looked hot and you had to have her. Ain't that so very nice? Well, now that you have her, you got to pay the price. Ooh, you got to pay the price. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh, you got to buy. Ooh, yeah.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
fantastic.
You so
much. I love it. All
thank
right. What's
you
that
so
one?
Much.
What's that one called?
That one's called Love Tax.
Love Tax.
Yes. It's wow. on our EP that we released about a year ago, right before this album. It's also available basically everywhere.
Okay. Maybe that'll be on the merch table as well tonight, huh?
Yes. No?
Okay. T-shirts and stickers. You got all that stuff.
Yes. We've got a bunch of hand-printed and hand-painted T-shirts that cool. I make myself.
Wow.
So I worked really hard up until this show. Like, just ask.
Kyle's
yeah, just like this
one.
Yeah, Kyle's wearing one.
Right.
This one's
green. It's my favorite color.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a 4th of July, like a... what the heck is it? The March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I'll figure it out here eventually. Anyway, all right. Well, great. Thank you for that song. And once again, the Ina Cook Band, everybody, tonight, 8 o'clock doors at Cafe Berlin. If you've not been down to Cafe Berlin, they got a great little room back there. It's a nice mm-hmm. stage, and they do a great job of bringing some really really cool stuff here to Columbia. So that'll be a great show tonight.
They have great sound too, which yeah, is yeah. one of the things that I just absolutely love about the venue, and they're so welcoming. They're great, great hosts.
All right, yeah. Well, that's
come on
a,
down.
That's gonna be a fun show tonight.
Yes.
All right, let's see. What else am I gonna ask you? All right, influences. Obviously, okay, some old R&B stuff.
Yes, I'll go first. Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, give a nod to Aretha.
Yes.
She left us a few weeks ago, but left us with an amazing catalog of music and life experience too. You know?
Absolutely. So. She was the anthem to a lot of personal moments in my life. You know, aside from the fact that she was basically an anthem for an entire generation and even more. But for me personally, she's just, her songs just got me through a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I just love her so much. Every time I hear on the radio about her funeral or anything, I just start breaking down. So I'm going to try not to
okay.
today. But yeah, she's definitely my one of my all-time favorites. Stevie Wonder is
oh, yeah.
also an amazing human being. And he's just, oh my gosh, we're just
what
so lucky
talent.
To yeah. have Stevie.
Right.
I mean, he's just the man, the best. Stevie, Aretha, Annie Lennox, Etta James. You know, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, you know, all of those wonderful. I like great vocals, like just really powerful, powerhouse kind of vocalists are really my thing.
You know, when I first listened to your record, I've listened to it 3 or 4 times all the way through, and there are a couple of
ooh.
Times, and those are mostly older references, but there's one that's not quite so old that I caught, and it's Melissa Etheridge. There were a couple times when I really got a vibe like off of her first record, which I really liked, and I mean, she was a super powerful singer as well. And I don't know, I just thought that I might throw
hey,
that in there.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you so very much.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So and then what about you guys? I know who do you look up to playing guitar?
Oh, you know, B.B. King.
Oh yeah.
Classic. But right now, I think Joe Bonamassa has.
Oh man, he can tear it up, huh?
At this point, for blues rock kind of style, but when I really started getting into music, I was more into the metal
mm-hmm.
genre, so like Metallica, that was my go-to in the past, Metallica,
sure,
Epica, but now I listen to pretty much everything.
I like Master of Puppets.
Oh,
absolutely, absolutely.
That was like
a timeless song, but now, you know, I think listening to all kinds of music it can only be good for me as far as my playing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
In the past, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stick to metal. I won't touch that. I didn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. But now I realize it's not the
well,
way
and you can
so
use you can use that those skills from playing metal to adapt that to other stuff, and you can actually probably.
I think so.
You
know? Yeah, I believe so. Like anything that you study in jazz, classical, anything that you study in anything can be applied to any other genre music. So it's just wonderful to be able to listen to everything and just like soak it up like a sponge.
What about you, Kyle? You come from a traditional jazz background or something like that?
Originally. Well, actually, my parents grew up, you know, classic rock, so Eagles, Foreigner, you know, and then it was later that we got into like Chicago, Tower Power, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, that kind of stuff.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, love them.
But originally, I wanted to be a lead trumpet player, so I wanted to be the guy in the back screaming all the high notes that nobody ever knew about. So I listened to guys like Bill Chase and Maynard Ferguson. And it wasn't until I got older that I really started to develop a love for improvisation. So I started doing a lot more study in Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Freddie Hubbard, Louis Armstrong.
Wow.
Chet Baker, all the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, all alive, you know, deceased, everybody. So I really get into that now. Now I do a lot of composition, and I just finished my degree in classical performance.
Fantastic.
So
do you have projects outside of the band?
Yeah, I mean, like, we all play in other bands, too. Like, Ina and I play in an ensemble called the Diamond Empire Band that does some, like, wedding and corporate stuff. I play with a group called Jesse Gannon and the Truth up in St. Louis, which is really great. He's like a Herbie Hancock type of like headhunters kind of thing.
Really?
Fresh air.
It's really
nice.
It's difficult music.
It's very difficult music.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Fresh air?
We also sing in a band called, and play in a band called Fresh Air, H-E-I-R, kind of like the NPR spelling.
Uh-huh.
And that's all original music with some of St. Louis's like best like young jazz players. And
fantastic.
They're great.
You know, I was going to ask you a little bit about the music scene in St. Louis. I'm not sure how much you guys get down here, but the scene here in Columbia is actually quite remarkable. But there's quite a bit of influence from the St. Louis scene. There's some of the bigger names around here, guys like the Hootenhollers, who are connected, though, through the St. Louis gang, like Pokey LaFarge and the Rum Drum Ramblers and that crowd. So I imagine they cross over a little bit with you guys.
Oh yeah, they're all like around South City area.
Yes, Pokey LaFarge. Yeah, absolutely.
Flyers for everybody. Like,
well, they've done. They're doing fantastic as well. So anyway, there's some great music coming out of Missouri in general.
Absolutely, Kansas City's super hot right now, especially on the jazz scene.
Really,
it's unbelievable.
Give me a tip on somebody from KC that people should know about.
Like a local that's always been around here, Herman Mahari from Jazz City.
I'm familiar with the name. I've never seen him, but
Herman is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, he's crazy. He's like halfway between Kansas and Paris now, like just touring all the time. And they've got a vibraphone that's up in Kansas City named Peter Schlamm, whose nickname is Tinks. He's got an album called Electric Tinks. It's like unbelievable. And there's a couple drummers and saxophone players that it just seems like people are like leaving the coast a little bit and sometimes coming back to places like Kansas City and St. Louis where, you know, the cost of living is reasonable.
Right.
And yet the talent pool is still very deep.
Well, and a deep history of jazz and blues in both those places, you know. So, it's great. I'm really thrilled to see so much great music coming out of our little neck of the woods here. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. How about songwriting? Who does most of the songwriting? Do you guys kind of collaborate, or is there a particular process? Or
most of the songs that I write, they start with my dad. He kind of works on it with the guitar, and then he brings it to Ina and I, and then we kind of work it together. Sometimes Kyle is there too, and then we just rearrange the song basically because he's got a, I wouldn't say a bad way to play a song, but an old-fashioned way that wouldn't fit what we're doing, so we kind of adapt it
to your style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that we don't like it, we just kind of make it more us, too. Yeah. And we've also written, you know, like Doctor on the album. Mm-hmm. I wrote that tune, and then Andu and my brother and Andu and Dad and you know in the band in general we all kind of get together to arrange it in a certain way. And like the song that you just played before we got on,
No Time.
We've been playing that song for a really long time actually, but kind of as a more like a metal rocky tune. So then we changed the arrangement up a little bit and then like play it now. So in a bit like more
Rain Today.
Yes, yeah. And Tom Taylor in St. Louis wrote the track called Rain Today. He has been playing with my uncle, who is my dad's younger brother, bass player, great bass player from St. Louis. He's been playing with my uncle for over 20 years now, and he's had this song for a while, and we asked him, and I just fell in love with the tune, and I just asked him if I could put him on the album, and he said he'd be delighted to. So
fantastic.
Yeah. I think he really is really happy with how it turned out, and we're just really proud to be able to, you know, perform it. So
it's really nice. I and his dad, like, you know, he's open to, like, whatever. So, you know, even me that's not, wasn't a part of the family, like, he comes in and he, you know, he allows me the freedom to, he's like, you know, write whatever you want. He's like, I know you're going to work something out, you know.
Awesome.
And it may not be the right thing the first time or the second time, but, you know, in the case of, like, when Roots and Blues came around, we did, like, full horn section stuff. So
yes.
I arranged parts for, like, the whole show. And he was just absolutely thrilled. So I'm glad that I'm kind of trying to live up to, you know, what they need, as well as, like, kind of stay out of the way at the same time.
Right,
you
on. Know? Well, I think it's great. You guys got a great great project going, and it seems
thank
like everybody's
so
really tight and good friends and family, and that's really what it takes to kind of keep it going.
It really, you know? Does.
So,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you think about playing another song for me? Would you like to do that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And while you're kind of chatting, I'm going to say something real fast to the listeners here. As a service to the community, KOPN reads announcements for nonprofit organizations. If your organization would like to submit announcements, you may hand deliver it or mail it to KOPN at 915 East Broadway here in Columbia, Missouri, 65201. Or you can email them to jill@kopn.org. That's jill@kopn.org. And one more thing here, the Mo Music Festival is coming to Columbia on Sunday. That's this Sunday, September 2nd in Rose Park. And it's a free event, open to the public. You bring the kids, and it's going to be great. This is a long-running event that has a, I don't know, 28, 30-year history, something like that. And I was going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that were happening around town, but I'd rather spend time with our guests. So I would say for all you looking for something to do this weekend, tonight, that's already taken care of. You can go down to Cafe Berlin and check out the Ina Cook Band. Tomorrow night, lots of other stuff going on that I'm going to let you figure out for yourself. But Sunday, the Bokomo Ramble and this Missouri Jazz Festival, both at Rose, an all-day event, that's going to be worth the probably worth doing. I will say one other thing. The Daves, my friends the Daves, are playing out at Catfish Katie's at the Station House this evening as well. So if you don't, if you're out in the sticks out like where I live, and you don't feel like coming into Columbia to see Ina, you can go out there to Catfish Katie's and check out the Daves. All right.
The Daves are awesome.
Yeah, they're great musicians and a lot of fun too. So
yes.
Okay, so back to business here. The Ina Cook Band in the studio with me. I've got Andu, Ina, and Kyle, and they're going to play another song for us. What are you guys going to do?
This one's called Born to Sing the Blues.
Okay. All right, once again, Ina Cook, KOPN Columbia.
Are born to silver spoon. Some are good with number, some are good with tools. The voodoo woman, she brought me the news. She said, child, you are born to sing the blues. You are born to sing the blues. When I was 14 and walked across the tracks, saw that junk joint and I slipped in the bay. Here behind the drummer, listen to that wailing sex. I knew it was true. Yeah, I was born sang the blues. Some girls, they like to talk about their sweet romance. I like to talk about the night I got my chance. Hey, standing on that stage, a microphone in my hand, ready to pay my dues, 'cause I was born to sing the blues. Cannot deny what I know in my heart is true. Yeah, I was born to sing the blues. Sometimes I get the blues so bad, and I get angry, I get mad. Yeah, I did in the end. I'm always glad I was born to sing the blues. You know I wake up every day, I don't care what your bad mouth say. Yeah, in the end I found my way. I was born to sing the blues. I was born to sing the blues, and I was born, oh, in the telling you to sing the blues.
You played the lick. Thank you so much. Yeah, he played the lick.
He sure did. I don't know what it was, but it was damn good. That was an awesome trumpet jam.
Yeah. Play the lick. Who do you think you are? Putting that stain on our
Born
song.
To sing the blues.
Thank you.
All right, the Ina Cook Band. That's awesome. Thank you guys. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is fun. So once again, tonight, Cafe Berlin, and yes. Bunch of your friends and family, everyone's going to be down there. I'm sure you got all
yes.
the gang, right? It's the album release party, so
yes.
if you're going to come out, now's the night. Or tonight's the night,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, if you were ever going to support us for anything that we've ever done, this would be the night to do it. This would be the night to come out and just, you know, just like experience this with us and just celebrate with us. We're just so happy, so thankful for, you know, every little bit that anyone has done for us this entire time, and tonight's kind of our way of thanking everybody. So,
all right, well, I think
we hope to see you there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be there. I've got a little something that I've got to do around my neighborhood. We've got a neighbor that has a little get together that I need to kind of make an appearance at.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Going to try to get back into town and come down and see y'all. So, what do you have planned for the rest of the summer? And let's talk a little bit about the future and what you guys have planned, or what you think about it.
We released this album, so we're already thinking about the next one.
Right, as you
is
should.
That bad?
As you
is that
should?
Terrible? Yeah. We already have four songs ready to go for the next one.
All right.
We're prepping for this jazz festival. We're going to come back to Madagascar next year. We're prepping for that, a new album. And I think we're looking at, you know, booking a lot more dates, like, not necessarily, kind of like in a bigger
area.
Help me with it. Yes, help me with the words. Yeah, we're trying to, like, yeah, it's just kind of like we're trying to think about spreading out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I think once this album is, once this party is done on Friday, and then it'll feel like, all right, now, like, the whole world, you know, let's just get out there and do stuff.
Right. One of the craziest parts of balancing this whole thing is, like, the fact that both of these guys, they have 40-hour plus full-time jobs.
Wow.
During the week.
Yeah, so that's true. Like, yeah.
So with Ina preparing to do shows like this and stuff, it's like she literally goes into work all day and she comes home and she works all night until she goes to sleep, like day after day. So it's just amazing. So, you know, it's like how much stuff do we have? We have some things coming up and stuff, but, you know, we also have a lot of other just, you know, regular responsibilities, regular gigs, you know, cover gigs and stuff that we have to do.
Right.
You know, make ends meet just like everybody else. It's not, you know, quite all the lavish luxury life that maybe everybody thinks all the time.
But, so, yes.
That would be nice.
The high points are really high, but they're...
Well, the cool thing is, like, well, we're playing here tonight, and then tomorrow I'm playing with Al Holiday in the East Side Rhythm Band down in St. Louis for the Big Muddy Blues Festival.
Fantastic.
The weekend after that, we're playing with Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band at the Jazz at the Bistro in St. Louis. So if you're in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area next weekend, yes, please, because we've got this, like, just wonderful set, two sets actually prepared for the Jazz at the Bistro. Tomorrow night's just going to be great, just blues stuff. It's going to be amazing.
All right. So. Okay, so... what about if people are interested in seeing you or getting a hold of you? Contact information, what's the best way to find you, find your stuff?
Great question. So you can find us on Facebook at Ina Cook, or we are on our website, www.inacook.com. You can also email us at info@inacook.com if you'd like. We're also on Instagram, Snapchat, but like I always joke, and this is not really a joke, but it's the truth. Snapchat for me is just mostly like show cool stuff that my dog does. So unless you're into that, like, don't even add me. It's not, you know, it's basically I just take a bunch of pictures of my dog and like advertise my shows with my dog.
And so, and just that. And just FYI, it's Ina, A-I-N-A. Yes. So not I-N-A, A-I-N-A.
A-I-N-A.
C-O-O-K. So inacook.com.
Yes.
And elsewhere. All right, cool. All right, well, awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
I appreciate the time and the music, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully tonight. And
yes.
And if I can't make it, have a great, great show. And I hope you have a great show with you get a good audience that shows up as well.
You get
a good crowd that comes out there, and you can pick up one of these new records and listen to some good music, y'all. So one more time at the Cafe Berlin tonight. Doors at 8, music probably around 9. The Ina Cook Band is going to be a great show, and I hope you guys have an awesome night.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so
such a great pleasure.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch and you know, we can do this again certainly.
Would love to. Thank you.
All right, great. All right, everybody, that's the Ina Cook Band. Thanks to Ina and to Kyle and Ando. And, you know, try to catch them tonight at Cafe Berlin. That's going to be a great show. And maybe you'll see me down there and you can buy me a beer. Okay, or not. All right, we've got about 6 minutes left. I've got a song that I'm going to go out. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, Ina, my favorite song on the record is called Bad Taste in Men. I'm going to play that one on the way out.
Yes.
So anyway, people, you can hear that in a couple minutes here, but that's going to be the last one we hear today, so I just wanted to let you know that. So, all right, so we've got one more from Ina Cook and the band coming up in just a few minutes. What else do I got to say? If you want to get a hold of me, Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com. If you have any advice or if you want to give me some tips on who you might want to see or hear on the program, I'm always open to new and interesting folks. So get a hold of me and tell me what you like to hear. All right. And if you have anything else you want to say to me, you know, you can do that too. Just try to keep it nice. All right. Okay. That's it. Stick around for Speaking of the Arts with Diana Moxon. I'll be sitting here running the board for her, and I always enjoy that program, and you guys should enjoy it too. In the meantime, I will be gone next week, so someone will be sitting in here. I'm not sure what you'll be hearing, and then I'll be back on the 14th of September, okay? So everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the night tonight. Enjoy yourselves. Keep it cool, and be kind to your other folks out there, all right? Once again, Ina Cook Band, this is called Bad Taste in Men. You've been listening to it on 89.5 FM, Open Mic Radio, KOPN, Columbia. Shoo, boom, bop, boom, 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 bo
I got friends that say, girl, you need to change your ways if you want to find true love. Yeah, they might be right, I guess that's good advice. Oh, change, oh, change can be tough. Ooh, my heart's a flame, it turns off my brain, and I lose all common sense. Oh boy, that feels so nice, baby, won't you do it twice? We can do it all day. Time has turned me on, bad boys are so much fun. They're not right unless they're wrong. I got bad taste in men and all that. Time has turned me on, bad boys are so much fun. I go out at night, wanna have me a real good time. Oh, I am married, I ain't nobody's wife. Yeah, when the time is right, I too will live that life. For right now, oh, let me have some fun. And ooh, the fun is there. If you really care, look for the boy with that big wide smile. Got sparkles in his eyes, tells you the sweetest lies. But he won't stay too long. And it tells you tale, you say I'm going straight to hell.